Good morning. Welcome to our worship of God on this morning during our Lenten season, a 40-day time period to spiritually prepare for the celebration of Easter's resurrection joy and glory. Please know that Pastor Ryan is on vacation today. Looking at the announcements, the sign-up sheet for Easter flowers remains on the bulletin board across from the church office to decorate the sanctuary with Easter flowers. The Lenten Jesse tree is set up in the narthex. It's on a table there. It's a way to support the Aroles and Back Bay Mission during the Lenten season. The flowers on the altar itself are from yesterday's memorial service in memory of Rosemary Schmidt. And I have some updates for other prayer concerns. Phyllis Miller, age 90, passed away yesterday morning. Please be praying for her husband Denzel and their family. And private services will be held sometime in the future. Mary Jane Silcox was age 97. She passed away Tuesday morning after ending in a hospice the week before. Mary Jane and her husband Jim were lifelong members of St. John's. And following Jim's death in 2020, Mary Jane moved down to Sunbury, Ohio. And her private graveside service was held on Friday at Archbold Cemetery. Chloe Merrillett, Roger and Kay Merrillett's granddaughter, the MRI results showed the doctors that there may be cancer in her left leg, and she is awaiting a biopsy and is in need of prayers for peace and for strength and for healing. And Roger's mother, Pauline, is now a resident at Hillside Country Living. And Dan Martinez had shoulder surgery this past week. And hopefully that went well. I forgot to check on that one. She's checking for me. Went well back? Okay, there you go. I've kind of been under the weather since Ash Wednesday service was over and have not been in the office to update those, but obviously did two funeral services, one on Friday and one on Saturday. Now, in addition to the news shared on the back of the bulletin, Eric and Sarah Nafsinger are very grateful for the support of the congregation in the special week of treatment that their daughter Leah experienced this past week in Sarasota. Leah was scheduled to have 5 treatments. Well, she was blessed with a total of 8 treatments and then an additional 2 laser treatments. And she experienced a day of no headache, 24 hours of no headache for the first time in 400 days. So they were very, very pleased and ecstatic. The family is in awe of the doctor and his staff, the care they provided, and the progress of healing that Leah experienced in those 5 days. And Sarah posted this after day 5. God knew all along how our week would be. He knows. God's miracle hands were working through Dr. Winder. We are 100% certain this entire trip was most definitely God-ordained. God has gifted Dr. Winder with such knowledge and compassion. We're so incredibly thankful. Dr. Winder has asked Leah to write a testimony for his upcoming book that he's writing. Seriously, could this week get any better? To God be the glory. The Nafsingers were in the 8 o'clock service, and as I shared that Dr. Winder asked Leah to write a testimony, I assured them that we would hear that testimony sometime here in church as well. I think Mom agreed. I'm not sure about Leah yet, but thank you for your prayers and support for the Nafsinger family. Remember, following our service of worship, there will be a short congregational meeting to elect an elder, so following the benediction and song, those of you that are able to stay as members will invite to be seated for that. Now let us turn to our opening scripture.
Our opening scripture is found in the book of Psalm. It's chapter 32, reading from verses 1 through 7. For those of you who want to follow along in your pew Bibles, it's page 549 in your pew Bibles. Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not count against him, and in whose spirit is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin. I acknowledged it to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. And you forgave me. You forgave the guilt of my sin. Therefore, let everyone who is godly pray to you while you may be found. Surely when the mighty waters rise, they will not reach him. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. Here ends the reading. Please stand if you are able, and we will sing our hymn of confession. It is called Baptismal Waters Cover Me. We will sing verse 1 of this. Before we sing, since this hymn is a little unfamiliar to some, Lynn will play the entire verse 1, and then we will join in singing verse 1. We will then have our prayer of confession and then the hymn of pardon, and I will introduce that.
Confession. Most merciful God, whose Son Jesus Christ was tempted in every way, yet was without sin, we confess before you that we have sinned. We have hungered after that which does not satisfy. We have compromised with evil. We have doubted your power to protect us. Forgive our lack of faith. Have mercy on our weakness. Restore in us such love and trust that we may walk in your ways and delight in doing your will. Amen.
We'll now sing our hymn of pardon. It is Chief of Sinners Though I Be. It is also an insert in your bulletin. We will just be singing verse 1, and Lynn will just be doing a brief intro before we start singing.
Come from 1 John chapter 1, verses 4 through 7. This is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from all sin. To God be the glory. Amen. And I invite you to pass the peace of Christ with one another. What are you guys doing up here? You just know to come up? You're pretty smart. I invite the rest of the children to come forward for the children's moment. You guys are leading the way. You're looking good as always. How many of you have cookie jars at home? Anybody have a cookie jar?
I don't.
You don't? Wow. Well, I had a cookie jar. It didn't really look like this one, but this was all I could find in my house. I think it normally stores cocoa in it. That's why it has snowmen on the side, but whatever was in there, I emptied out so I could make a cookie jar for this morning. And when I was growing up, my mom was a pretty good cook and baker, and she liked to make homemade cookies and put them in the cookie jar, but then she'd always tell us children not to help ourselves to a cookie because we would ruin our appetite for dinner. Have your parents ever told you anything like that? Okay, so it's not just me. Well, there was one day when and the cookie jar was fuller than this, and they looked really good, so I thought if I walked in as quiet as I could and climbed on that chair up onto the counter to get to the cookie jar, if I was really quiet, my mom would not find out. And so I went in there real quiet, and I was listening, and I opened up the cookie jar, and just as I did that, I heard my mom's footsteps coming down the hallway. And one thing I've learned is if you want to hide from your mom, don't have tile or hardwood floors. Because, you know, so I could hear her. So I reached into the cookie jar and I grabbed as many cookies as I could. But then I couldn't get my hand back out. I was stuck. And mom came right in through the kitchen door and she said, "Eric, what are you doing?" And I said, "They look so good, and I just was going to have one, but now my hand is stuck. I can't get it out." And mom was pretty wise, and she said, "Well, if you let go all of the cookies, my hand came back out." See, it was too full with all those cookies around it that I couldn't get my hand out. But as long as I let them go, my hand was free. That little lesson teaches us a lot about sin. We have sin in our lives. We all do some things that are wrong, and we kind of hold on to those at times, but if we hold on to our sin, we're stuck. Just like I held on to those cookies I wasn't supposed to eat, I was stuck. But as soon as I let them go, my hand was free. So as we repent, as we're sorry for our sin, as we say sorry, as we apologize to God, we are free from that sin, and we're free. We don't have to carry that guilt or that shame. Now, when Jesus, our Lord, was crucified, there were three crosses. He was hung on one, and there were thieves, robbers, hung on the other two. And one of them started to make fun of Jesus. "If you really are Christ, save yourselves and us." And the other thief said, "You shouldn't be calling out against Jesus. Jesus, remember me today." And that first robber that was making fun of Jesus, he died without knowing Jesus. And that other robber that called out to Jesus, he was saved. And Jesus said, "Today you will be with me in paradise." That one thief on the cross, he let go of his sin in that moment. And he was saved and going to be in paradise with Jesus. When we let go of our sin, God forgives us, and we are free. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the illustrations of life and how, even as children, we can learn to let go of those things that want us to cause us to do things wrong. Lord, when we take a cookie when we're not supposed to, help us to be strong and ask first. And if our mom or dad tells us no, we don't go sneaking around. But Lord, we pray that we would be able to just say we're sorry for our sin and repent and be made free in the love of Jesus. Amen. Thanks for coming up.
The weird thing about this children's moment is now that I've touched all the cookies, they're only able to be eaten by me.
There goes my bonus for this morning. Our Lenten reading for this morning is found in the book of Matthew, chapter 4, reading from verses 1 through 11. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, 'Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. And he said, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift up you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.'" Jesus answered him, "It is also written, 'Do not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, 'Worship the Lord your God and serve him only.'" When the devil left him, and angels came and attended to him. Let us sing now our responsive hymn. It's an insert in your bulletin. It is called, "O Lord, Throughout These 40 Days."
Bow in prayer before the Lord. Heavenly Father, gracious God, loving Lord, we thank you for this time to worship. We thank you for this time to gather and to connect in, to devote ourselves to the worship of the God of glory, of the God of strength, the God of peace, the God of redemption, the God of love, the God of grace. Lord, we thank you for your word, a word that teaches us how we need Jesus Christ in our life. For in Christ alone we have redemption. In Christ alone we can know peace. In Christ alone we are given strength that we can turn from our sin and be one with you. Lord, we thank you for this season of Lent, A time in which Christians are called to set more time aside in devotion and prayer, in study, and in work. The work of repentance, the work of recognition of our sin, the work of confession. And Lord, as we go through this work, the normal result, the natural result, can be an ever greater sense of the joy of Easter. That Jesus did sacrifice himself because he loved us and loved me, each one of us, and all people of the world, born and lived throughout eternity. In that love, we have a greater sense of what he accomplished on the cross. And we are thankful. May we be a people of thanksgiving for the forgiveness of our sins and the restoration of joy and the aspects of life and the promise of salvation. Lord, as three ladies in their 90s in the last week and a half have entered into eternal life, we thank you for their years of faith. We thank you for the ways that they witnessed and testified to you throughout their life, to their families and to their friends, to the church. And Lord, for the peace that they have received upon entering into your rest. Lord, we pray for that sense of peace, that truth of peace, to reside and rest in upon their families, those who have loved them and known them and now miss them and mourn their loss. Lord, in the days to come, may each and all just be supported by your love and by the graciousness of the Lord Jesus. Lord, we pray for those that are recovering from surgery. We pray for those that have been blessed with special treatments in this past week and for those that will have further tests and treatments to come. Lord, we pray for physical health. We pray for physical endurance. Lord, we pray for spiritual health and spiritual endurance. Lord, we pray that in this day we would recognize that you are God and you have created us to be your disciples, to live with joy, and that our faith can be tested through the trials of this world. But Lord, keep our eyes and our hearts focused in on you, that we would praise you and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for the ways that you have equipped us and the ways that you will send us. And we unite in this work as we unite in prayer, praying the words of our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power,